With the holidays upon us, approaching the end of another year and the end of a decade, the pressure to be happy can be a lot for some people, especially when things are not necessarily going the way they want them to. This is Lisa Berry, and we live in a community rich with resources for dealing with the issues that can impact our sense of well-being. Joining us now on WEMU is one of those people. She's an author, publisher, TV host, and so much more. Welcome to Elizabeth Ann Atkins. Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
Where do we even begin with you? You do so much. You've written books. Let's start there.
Yes, I've written 33 books.
33 books. Mm-hmm. Are they all of different genres or what?
Yes, I have a master's in journalism from Columbia, so I'm a journalist and I can write anything. So I've written memoir, fiction, women's fiction, novels, romance, how-to books, you name it, I do it.
And why don't you go back a bit and start by telling us about your parents and your upbringing and how that's had an impact on your life.
Well, I have a really unique origin. My father was a Roman Catholic priest in the 60s, and he wanted to have a family. So he left the church. He married my mother, who's African-American and Italian, and was 25 years younger. The bishop told them they were going to hell, and their families were not very happy. But they were in love, and their marriage, that some said wouldn't last 24 hours, lasted 24 years. And I came along as a symbol of their racial unity during the civil rights movement. And
so you're born in the 60s?
Yeah, I was born in 67, 12 days before the riot in Detroit or the insurrection. And so they're trailblazers, and I'm a trailblazer as a writer and a speaker, and my goal is to cultivate human harmony through the written and spoken word.
And your mom was a judge in Detroit as well?
She's the retired former chief judge of 36th District Court, the longest serving in that role. Judge Marilyn Atkins, she's still alive.
Okay.
And yeah, she wrote her memoir, and my company, Two Sisters Writing and Publishing, published her book. So we're two sisters writing and publishing our mother's book.
So in addition to all of this, you do speaking, and you started your own TV show?
Well, I was chosen to host a TV show called My Healthy Mind, which is about mental health and abuse and human trafficking and other difficult topics. We want to shatter the stigma around mental illness so that people will feel free to get help and we don't have stories ending in tragedies like we've seen with Kate Spade and Robin Williams and others.
So let's talk a little bit more about that. Tell us about the show.
Well, actually, Lisa, I was depressed at a time, and I actually was having suicidal thoughts because circumstances in my life were not...
Life's hard.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, I was asked if I wanted to co-host this TV show about mental health, and I knew nothing about mental health. But I was chosen, I started doing the show, and with that I healed, and my empathy enabled me to interview people in a way that helps them heal and share their stories. So the goal is on this show that airs all across Michigan and is at myhealthymind.com, it's M-I like Michigan,
right.
Is to shatter the stigma and help people get the help that they need.
And you talk to a lot of different guests. I know you've had John Graydon on from U of M.
Yes, we cover bipolar disorder, schizoaffective disorder, PTSD, depression, suicide, seasonal affective disorder, human trafficking survivors, autism. We've covered a lot of topics.
And you're a co-host. You have a partner.
Yes, Michael Hunter is my partner, and we alternate. And it's really a dynamic show. We've won lots of awards and very, very proud to be the voice and face of this message.
How long have you been doing the TV show?
It will be 5 years come Easter.
Wow.
Yes.
Do you have experts on the show or how does that work?
Yeah, the format is we always have a hero, which is someone who's overcome the depression or the PTSD or they've gotten treatment and they're living a robust life now. And we also have an expert who talks about the causes, treatment, symptoms, prognosis, and the topic overall.
So as I mentioned at the start of this interview, it's a tough time of the year. I personally know people who are dealing with illness and all sorts of situations, and I think it gets a little magnified around the holidays because you think we should all be living a Hallmark movie and everything should be going great, and it's not.
Yeah.
Can you pass along any help or thoughts on how to deal with that?
Yes. The term these days, they call it self-care. And so, Lisa, you mentioned all the things that I do, and I do a lot of different things, writing, speaking, TV, but The most important thing is to cultivate my own personal lifestyle of wellness, which I aggressively pursue on a daily basis to keep depression, anxiety, all those past suicidal thoughts away from my mind. So what I do every day is meditate, I exercise, I go to the gym, I ride my bike, I take a walk, I lift weights. It strengthens your mm-hmm. muscles and makes you feel amazing. I do yoga. I journal. I eat high vibe foods, which is basically natural whole foods. I don't partake in alcohol most of the time. I'll have an occasional glass of wine. I don't smoke anything. And I surround myself with positive, uplifting people. And in my home, if you stepped into my home, you'd think it was a peaceful sanctuary. Mm. So I cultivate that for myself. So when I step out into the world or I listen to the newscast, which is scary, crazy sometimes, I feel peaceful within. And that gives me resilience to face the world and whatever challenges life is going to bring.
How did it get to be that taking care of ourselves is not necessarily a priority for people?
It's like the last priority, oftentimes for women, because we're taking care of children and husbands and jobs and everything else. But if we're not at our best, we can't do our best for others. It's like on an airplane, you put on your oxygen mask first. So you have to carve out the time, and it's not selfish.
I was going to say, tell us what we need to hear that we know it's okay to take care of ourselves, not feel guilty about it.
Don't feel guilty about it at all. And it's sometimes it's difficult. You might get some static from people like you're being selfish, or I need you now, or make me a sandwich or whatever. No, do you. If you have to get up an hour earlier to have your private quiet time to journal and reflect on who you want to be and what you want to do, do it. If you need to shut yourself in the bathroom for 5 minutes at work just to have your personal peace and go within. Our world is so noisy. We have to shut out the noise. The trendy word is busy. I'm so busy. We have to pull away from the busyness.
Right.
And be quiet and sit still in the silence so you can hear yourself think. And that's when your inner voice will talk to you and you can know what you want and step forward fearlessly in those instructions from your own mind, not what everyone else is telling you to do.
I like personal peace. I never heard it put that way, but that sounds good. Now, you've been in the Ann Arbor area. You've been at the library. Tell us what you've done around here.
Well, I'm a graduate of the University of Michigan, and I was a reporter and editor at the Michigan Daily as an English major. And I've done events at the Ann Arbor Public Library about how to write a book and get published. And I've talked about some of my other books that have dealt with race and women's issues and personal empowerment.
I'm big on looking for the lesson, and it sounds like everything you've been through in your life you've learned from, and it's helped you grow as a human being.
Yes, that's my message, is that I'm a walking, talking lesson on all that I've learned through these difficult challenges. So, for example, being mixed race and going to college and having some challenges, I had the honor of coming back to the University of Michigan and speaking in a lecture series about race to perform my poem about myself, White Chocolate. And that was exciting because I had healed from the trauma of trying to figure out, well, who am I in this black or white world when I'm both?
Right.
And so to be on a stage at U of M talking about that was thrilling because I was coming from a healed space with a message of diversity and inclusion for all.
And you have a couple of events coming up. I want you to mention those right now so people can know where they can come see you again.
At the Detroit Writing Room, it's a cool loft space downtown Detroit. I'm going to be doing three events in January. On Monday, January 13th from 6 to 8 p.m., I'm going to do an event called Power Journal for Weight Loss, because I figured out a way I lost 100 pounds by combining journaling with my efforts of exercise and eating healthy. And now I created a workbook that I'm teaching people how to do that.
Nice.
And of course, in January, everybody wants to.
Yeah, absolutely. Perfect timing.
And then on Wednesday, January 15th at noon, I'm doing a luncheon, Wellness for Writers. So writers are no longer the chain-smoking, whiskey-chugging, unhealthy people. We have, the more healthy your mind and body are, the more genius you can create as you're writing. So that's my message at my Wellness for Writers event. And then on February 1st, a day-long event on how to write your book. So you can step in at 10 in the morning with an idea and leave at 5 o'clock with everything you need to know to rock your book and make it happen and get published.
And what's your website? We'll link to it on ours, but tell us right now.
TwoSistersWriting.com. TWOSistersWriting.com, and you can learn everything you need to know about all these events and learn more about what we do and how we share this message of wellness and writing.
And if you didn't catch that, we'll put it on our website, WEMU.org, links and pictures and information about the one and only Elizabeth Ann Atkins. Thank you so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU.
I'm delighted. Thank you, Lisa.